Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 27th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do today, is encourage you in your walk with the Lord. We prepare these messages right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where it's just a beautiful day today and very warm. And it's our goal to share together and encourage you. Today's message is titled, Fact or Faith? The scripture text is from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14.
If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. Your faith also is vain.
By now, many of you have heard the latest buzz attack on the Christian faith. A researcher has supposedly discovered the burial place of Jesus, bones and all. The documentary film will be shown on the Discovery Channel. Since it is produced by a famous Oscar-winning director, it, quote-unquote, must be true.
On the news last night, it was presented as a definitive conclusion, a final nail in the coffin of that relentless, pesky Christian faith. The choice was presented between fact or faith. A catchy news slogan, and surely all reasonable people will go with fact. The report even mentioned DNA evidence without elaborating on how concocted such evidence would be.
Early this morning, Jesse, our Amish neighbor, called me when I was preparing this message, and I answered the phone declaring, Jesus is alive. I was pretty sure it'd be Jesse at 6:30. I told him about the story, and when I mentioned the DNA evidence, he started laughing. So did I.
One of the benefits to aging is perspective. In my lifetime, the attacks against my faith in general and the resurrection in particular have been ongoing and persistent. Studying history, we find that they are not at all unique to our age. Only days after Christ's resurrection, the stolen body story was circulated. Every Easter, we have new reports by supposed scholars with new research attacking the biblical teaching and traditional understanding of our faith. In fact, every Christmas, there are newsworthy articles with the latest views concerning his birth as well, generally discounting what we are taught in the Bible.
Well, the entire chapter of 1 Corinthians is a powerful defense of the resurrection. What a despairing statement the Apostle Paul makes in our daily text. I'll quote it again. If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. Your faith also is vain. Well, that's despairing, but true. The Christian faith is absolutely dependent upon a resurrected, living Savior. Although we would still glean some ethical teaching from Jesus while he walked on the earth, his resurrection is at the very heart of apostolic preaching and teaching.
But what we have really been pondering is a simple fact or faith equation. These theories and conjectures have come and gone even in our lifetime. Yet if it's an attack on a traditionally held position, it's usually framed as a fact proposed by scholars who have done extensive research. We purposefully placed these words that I emphasized in quotation marks since the emphasis is in how conclusive their views are presented. What reasonable, modern, educated person could deny these findings?
Well, we'll keep believing. I also predict this latest fact will come and go, and another will replace it. You see, we all live by faith. Our faith is in Jesus Christ and the authority of the Holy Scriptures. We join millions who for the last 2,000 years have followed him.
But the secularist or unbeliever also lives by faith. Several years ago, when a noted secularist made the emphatic statement to the effect, "When I die, it will just be my physical remains that will slowly decay. That's all there is." Whether or not secularists admit it, this is a statement of faith. He hadn't died when he said this, although we think by now he has died. Since he hadn't been on the other side of death, He didn't know as fact what it was like, however emphatic he was.
But God has ordained that we live by faith. The scriptures declare that the just shall live by faith, and without faith it's impossible to please God. Our faith is not blind nor unreasonable, but is solidly backed by what Josh McDowell calls evidence that demands a verdict. The attacks will continue as long as we live on this side, but let us continue wholeheartedly to believe and faithfully serve the Lord.
Let's pray together. Father, our faith is anchored in your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross of Calvary and was resurrected on the third day. The cross and the empty tomb are symbolic of the Christian faith, and without them, our Christianity is in vain. We place our complete faith in the finished work of Christ and the inerrant scriptures that make us wise into salvation. Thank you for releasing us from sin's effect, its guilt, power, condemnation, and eternal damnation. Amen.
Well, we believe today, and we want to conclude by sharing a couple of additional resources that we can't use in the podcast, and you'll see why, but we want to encourage you to go to our site today. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And today we have placed up several songs. That they're not our songs. They're from other sites, but people have put these songs up. One is an old song that was one of my first favorite songs, and I have a lot of favorite songs now in my many years of serving the Lord, but it's a Bill Gaither song called I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary. In fact, the version we use is from a Romanian church in Dallas, Texas. Brooksine suggests a great old hymn of the church called My Faith Has Found a Resting Place. And I actually have two samples up. One, a rather contemporary choral version. Perhaps contemporary is not the right word, but you can tell it's a recent work. As well as a longer sample from a more traditional version with organ and so forth. And actually, yesterday's feature song really fits today as well. And I have links to all of this material up here. I'll make a point as I conclude that I would welcome any podcast listener or reader today's message to refresh me regarding the famous secularist that made the statement regarding the assurance that when he died, that would be all there was. That was a pretty famous statement, I recall, probably about 10 to 15 years ago. And I just wouldn't be surprised somebody listening to this could point me to who said that, and ideally give me a reference for it. It would be nice to link to it tomorrow. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to believe and continue to stay faithful to Jesus.